I think the whole Fox thing might have been in works for a while. I mean, because me and Paggy were saying it just seems a little too convenient that they're getting ready to announce this when Infinity War is getting ready to drop next year. And Marvel's kind of hinted at this Fox thing for a while, where they even had a tweet one time to say, you all don't know what we're really talking about or what we're up to.
They also did say 68 characters is supposed to be in this.
Yeah.
Did they even, in the Marvel universe, did they even introduce 30 characters?
On film or in the comics?
Film.
They've introduced 30. I mean, they have the most random people that's supposed to show up. But one of the things that people were bringing up about Ragnarok was they showed the, why can't I ever remember Goldblum's name?
The Grandmaster.
There. Well, they showed his place, and you had Beta Ray Bill up there. They said down in the bottom, the guy is supposed to be Silver Surfer, is the theory. And it was, okay, then why is Silver Surfer on there if you don't own the rights to him or if he's not coming?
Oh, they want Fantastic Four.
And, well, I've always said, if you're ever going to introduce Fantastic Four, the perfect time to do it would be Infinity Gauntlet or Infinity War. I agree,
because they had a huge part in Infinity Gauntlet.
Right.
And so then they had a Morlock, but, you know, he's not going to be in it.
Right, and mind you, they've also already announced that the Skrulls are the main villain for Captain Marvel, and that it's theorized that the Skrulls have been here the whole time. There's even one conspiracy theory floating around that one of the Avengers is really one of the Skrulls and has been playing the role the entire time, and that might be one of the twists inside Infinity War.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
That Thanos has kind of had somebody planted on Earth the whole time doing his dirty work, and nobody ever knew.
The other thing could be
Iron Man, but I don't think it'd be him.
Nah, that's too cut and pat. Plus, he's too random. He's pretty much the catalyst for everything.
I think it's going to be a secondary character. One is not going to be Iron Man. It's not going to be Cap. It's
probably going to be Hawkeye.
Right. Fucking.
Is Maria Rhodey Hill still alive in this?
Yep, she's still around. Ends up working for Tony in Avengers Age of Ultron because S.H.I.E.L.D. is no more. Like I said, I've been wanting this to happen forever. If you could ever get it done, just do it for Infinity War, the fourth one, which I'm already going to say is Infinity Gauntlet. I don't care what they say. There's no way in hell you're going to tell me that's not going to be the title of the movie. Just because, like I said, if you're going to do Silver Surfer, you're going to do Fantastic Four, Galactus, any of that entire realm, this perfect time to reintroduce all of them and it work. And then if you want to throw the X-Men in there, perfect time to do it again. Because you got to have everybody take on Thanos.
And this is Fox?
Well, Fox is the one that they would be buying. Ryan Reynolds already came out and kind of started tossing his jokes around like, well, hey, what does that mean for Deadpool? But I don't think Deadpool would be part of the equation. I think Fox would keep that because they had too much success with it. And you can't make Deadpool G-rated after you already made it rated R.
He has to stay over there.
Yeah.
Although there was a lot of cursing in Thor, though. I was surprised.
Disney's going to push the envelope a little bit, but they're never going to go that far. Like I said, I'm shocked that they go as far as they do with the Netflix show. With Luke Cage and them floating around the N-word and some of the stuff on Jessica Jones with Luke and her getting it in. I was like, okay, well, now I guess they're going to let this stuff ride because they figure Netflix kids shouldn't be watching it. But
I think Netflix is a little bit more raw, though.
No, it is. And Punisher is going to prove it because...
Oh, gosh, is it?
This is going to be all kinds of madness and mayhem.
Because, I mean, the jail scene in Daredevil Season 2 was even like, damn, this could have been on HBO. I was like, for real, Disney?
These guys fighting each other. Yeah.
Same day as Justice League.
That's a big FU right there, man. That's the biggest FU I've ever seen.
Yeah, but realistically, how much is a Netflix show going to overtake something in the movies?
It's not.
In theory, it should never overtake anything in the movies because you can watch Netflix whenever. It's not like you got to have a set time and buy tickets to go see it. But plenty of Justice League tickets are available.
I remember you saying that too.
Look, man, there were literally only two seats bought. And I looked at multiple times at the theater I go to, and literally only two seats. And tickets have been on sale for 4 days. And I say, okay, Marvel movies just never happens.
Yeah, so, but with all the movie theaters that are out there, you think people are going to pre-purchase tickets
2 weeks out? All the other movies I've gone to see, like I have to make sure I get the tickets fairly quickly because people buy them up. And this one, literally every seat was available.
I know over here, you can walk into any movie theater like 5 minutes before. But mind you, this is a small town that I live in.
I mean, I think that weekend, I'm sure it's going to be packed. Part of it, I think, is because Justice League hadn't really promoted itself too much. Until recently, I started seeing a lot of TV spots. Not as much as I would have thought they did. Wonder Woman got promoted way heavier than this.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
I think they finally got what they're trying to promote and stuff. At one point, they were trying to keep Superman's arrival a secret, but I think they gave up on that.
There's no secret when you already announced that Henry Cavill's in the movie. And unless you're going to announce to say, yeah, he's coming back, but it's only flashback scenes. Everybody's like, all right, well, we know he's coming. They even messed up because there's a Big Bang Theory promo that came out that had the Green Lantern emblem on there. And that was supposed to be the big secret. And so now everybody's like, okay, well, is it really a secret anymore? Because clearly I'm seeing the emblem on this promo art and we never saw it before. So
I'm just curious of which Green Lantern they're going to use.
So Green Lantern is in this movie?
It's not confirmed, but I'm like 90% sure if he's going to pop up, and I'm not going to be surprised, because when Alfred on the first trailer said, hopefully it's not too late, there were people that were freeze framing and saying, well, look, it's a green shadow or a green hue right there on the corner.
Yeah, I heard so,
it. Come on, man. Hopefully it's Jon Stewart.
I don't think they're going to go that edgy with it, because...
I think they should.
He's the only other Green Lantern that people identify with.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Green Lantern on there than Superman.
Well, I don't think you're going to get much Superman.
Say that again. Say that again, Matt.
What? Man, I'd rather have Green Lantern angry, than Superman. Like, I mean, he just died, what, a movie and a half ago?
He is still alive. Mm-hmm. You didn't see the little pieces of dirt flying up in the air.
I saw it.
Floating rocks.
He's dead. He should be. Dead.
Well, it was not a well-kept secret. It's supposed to be black suit Superman. The whole nine's kind of already been leaked, so.
Is he supposed to be more evil?
They kind of reverse everything with Wonder Woman's success. So they're trying to get rid of the edginess and stuff that they had.
Yeah, she said in an interview recently that Bruce Wayne puts the team together, but she's the glue that keeps it all together. Because now the movie's more focused on her.
Which is fine, the way it should be. Because like the first mistake they really made was that they didn't just look at the Justice League cartoons and just say, why don't we just do this?
Yeah, Justice League cartoons are pretty good.
I mean, that worked.
DC's animated stuff is always good.
Yeah, most of it.
Yeah, Justice League is real good.
Because I know they're doing Flashpoint for the Flash's movie.
What? I think they should build up to that, man.
What is the whole thing with Flashpoint? And why was it?
God, Flashpoint's one of the best DC stories ever.
You watch Flashpoint and you're like, goddamn,
Flash is like, okay. Shit. Basically just changed the whole dynamic of the whole DC. Like, we talked about this during the top.
Yeah, top 100. That was one of my top 100s.
It just really flipped the DC universe on its ass, man. I mean, seriously. Everything that you thought you knew, you don't know shit.
I'm going to pull my DVD out now.
Superman was a bitch. I mean, that's kind of. Oh, you guys know.
All right, yes, okay. Talk
on. Like, home? What's going on? Bitch. You're a bitch.
Tell me how you really feel, Jay.
Yeah, really?
I'm all spin on my mic and shit. But I swear to God, Superman really exists, and I saw his ass. I was giving him an evil look and walk away. Because I know he could kill me and shit. But, you know, hey, fuck him.
So the whole thing is that Mike read an article, right, about if Marvel keeps making the same movies over and over again. Is that right, Mike? Yep.
That was basically the gist of it. Are they using a formula, and is every movie the same? Over and over and over again.
And the answer is, yes, of course they're using a formula.
Because the formula works.
Exactly, the formula works. I mean, I may have said something like this in another podcast. Matter of fact, it was a Thor podcast. Every movie series has a formula. It has a formula. If you find out something and it works, that's your formula. You're going to do it and do it and do it until it doesn't work anymore. Only thing that you may have to do with that formula is tweak it every so often with each movie so it doesn't become too repetitive. And Marvel has done a good job at that, I think. The thing is, you got to tweak it every so often. You don't want to do the same shit over and over again because then it becomes repetitive and then you'll lose your audience. You got to tweak it enough that keep the core audience around and bring in more people. And Marvel has figured it out. I don't think they made the same movies over and over again, but they use the same typical formula. It's like always an origin story, it seems. Like the first one is always, of course, an origin story. Well, that's how your conclusion started, though.
Right. I think that's part of it is, like I'll try to explain to somebody, there's one thing Marvel did better than DC was they made the origin films a long time ago to build up to the team and get everything out of the way. It's one thing I hold against DC is really you don't have to do origin films because you have the one characters that even novice fans know about. Most people know Superman. Most people know Batman. Most people know Wonder Woman. You pretty much know the general information about them. So you're at an advantage. Marvel, you pretty much have to introduce everybody because not everybody knows Doctor Strange. Not everybody knows Captain Marvel, Ant-Man, any of those types of things.
Mm-hmm. What you said is true. Right? Everyone knows Batman's origin story. Everyone knows his. Everyone knows Superman's origin story. Now, Wonder Woman, I understood why they did hers because not that many people they know who she is, but they don't know the origin story like that. Because honestly, I didn't know that much. I just knew she came from an island full of women. That's it. And they were warriors. I think that origin story was needed. Probably also needed with the Flash a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably definitely needed with Cyborg.
Definitely needed with Aquaman.
That too. Because you've never seen those on screen. Like, you've seen Superman's on screen. You've seen Batman's on screen. Everyone else, you know who they are, but you don't know how they became who they are. I mean, it's a proven formula. So it kind of can seem like that. And there are some movies that you can say, oh, well, this is this. This reminds me of this. This is the same thing as this. Like I said, Thor Ragnarok reminded me of Guardians of the Galaxy. But it was still different, but the same. It was Thor.
And this is where I think Marvel went wrong, is they focused a lot of attention on Iron Man, which in some ways is a good thing, but it's also very bad because literally you've kind of centered the entire universe around Tony Stark now. That's the formula because, okay, 2008, I believe it was, Iron Man 1 came out, it worked. Then Iron Man 2, then Iron Man 3 makes over a billion.
Which I'm still shocked by.
Yeah, because it was a crappy-ass movie.
A billion? Then,
yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, I want to say it made 1.4.
You know why it made close to a billion? The false advertisement of the Mandarin.
Yeah.
I did not mind that too much.
Of course you would.
Not that bad. I mean, it wasn't that horrible, man. Like, the Mandarin wouldn't really work and have been allowed in China. It would have made that $1 billion if they kept the actual Mandarin in there.
So you're saying that they thought about this and was like, hold on, we want to make sure that we reach all audiences and let's make the Mandarin a fucking actor.
Yeah.
One of the baddest fucking villains.
I don't see that being a reason.
Marvel Universe, make him a fucking actor.
We're talking about you're making a Chinese. The guy's Chinese.
Right.
Right.
Right. He was going to be the villain. And not only that, he was a stereotypical Chinese villain.
See, but they could have changed that.
Right. In the movie, because, I mean, he went with Ben Kingsley. He didn't have to be Chinese. You still could have gave him the powers and kept the Mandarin core to who he was and just not made him Asian.
Right. Or made him Asian, but don't make him typical, like you said, the stereotype. To tell you the truth, I'm assuming they wouldn't mind seeing a badass Chinese villain that did not fit the stereotypes and shit. That's just my opinion.
I think he lost that argument about Iron Man 3. I tried to make that same comment.
I enjoyed Iron Man 3. I thought it was very entertaining.
Well, I'm glad you did, man.
I can't stand that damn
movie. I did too until she ended up being the person to change the tide. I was like, oh, shit.
Maybe it's because I watched the little short afterwards.
There was a Mandarin on the Blu-ray
where they actually make reference that the Mandarin may actually be real.
His people took Ben Kingsley's character, decided to deal with him for the offense of using the Mandarin and stuff, using the name of the Mandarin.
Yeah, and they said that they did that because Marvel got so much flack for them actually not having the Mandarin in the movie.
I thought it was entertaining and stuff like that. Robert Downey Jr. was firing all cylinders with that one. The theory is that you're saying that Marvel's making all the same moves over and over again. So do you think that they're going to do a reset after the Infinity War? If the Fox thing works through, there are no mutants in this world, Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, Feige's already come out and said that after the fourth movie, basically everything's going to change. He said the Avengers will be totally different. The universe moving forward is going to be completely different. And James Gunn even came out this week and said Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is basically going to set up the next 10 to 20 years of Marvel films.
Well, goddamn.
So
one movie?
Yeah, which means that after Adam Warlock shows up, I think all this is going to go back to Infinity Gauntlet. Because, like I said, I'm just going with the title for the fourth one, regardless of what they say. This leads to the theory of, okay, Galactus, Silver Surfer, Fantastic Four, X-Men, all these people showing up. And then you move forward into this whole new realm where you don't have Thor. You don't have Iron Man around. I think Captain America is going to die. I think Bucky will probably be Captain America moving forward. This is going to be a completely different format. The only thing that may change is if you do get the deal done. My question becomes, okay, Hugh Jackman said he wanted to do Marvel films. So does he now come back and you get a Wolverine again?
That would be awesome.
All of a sudden, Robert Downey Jr. decided to say he's going to stick around? Back.
Yeah, I mean, he could, especially after seeing how Logan was made.
Yeah, yeah, goddamn.
That dude didn't do a single goddamn stunt, yo. He didn't run, yo. Motherfucker, yo. Fuck him, yo. He got jacked just so he could look good on TV.
Face scan, everything, yo.
Yep.
I'm not even going to talk shit about, oh, he's too old. Like, fuck that shit. Clearly, Tom Cruise is the last action hero, all right? Shit.
And they got so many different stories that they haven't even done yet that now you open a can of worms that you can actually
explore. They got Avengers vs. X-Men.
Yeah. You can do Avengers vs. X-Men. You can do Annihilation. You can do Illuminati. It's so much stuff that you can start doing that now says, well, wait a minute. All these people could stick around.
What was it? Executioner's Song?
Yeah. So I think the format's going to change soon. I think right now they've just stuck with this because, like Jay said, it's been working. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, like I said, when you put out Guardians 1, it worked. It wasn't supposed to work, and it worked. Ant-Man was not supposed to succeed. Ant-Man worked.
Okay, true. Fucking Iron Man wasn't really supposed to succeed.
No, it wasn't. And I still tell people Iron Man is still one of my favorite origin ones just because it wasn't supposed to be good, and it was good.
It was well done.
It's a C-tier character to me.
I'll tell you, I used to read the books in the comic book store, but if I had to buy, it was either X-Men, Punisher, Daredevil, or Spider-Man. I would never buy an Iron Man comic book because I was going to invest some money in it.
X-Men, Spider-Man, and X-Force for me.
I bought damn near all the X-books. And of course, Batman, you know, and Daredevil. I think I bought one Superman comic, and that was the worst comic I ever read in my life.
The only Superman comic I really went hard to try to get was Death of Superman.
And I had that shit.
I read that. I thought the reign of the Superman was pretty badass.
Yeah, you know, the Death of Superman, now I think about it, that was the best comic book ever. Ever.
Well, don't be surprised if DC starts making some controversial ass comics moving forward, because Brian Michael Bendis, he wrote like Civil War and all these crazy ass Marvel storylines. He literally will change the universe at the drop of a hat.
Well, they have Geoff Johns, and he did pretty good with the Green Lantern and shit and Flashpoint.
Nah, it's fine, because like, as long as they don't paint that piece of shit Grant Morrison to make comic books, so that motherfucker destroyed the X-Men. Like, his run was like less than 5 years, and he fucking destroyed it.
Marvel's going downhill anyway.
In all seriousness, they need a good writer for Superman.
They've had excellent.
No.
Superman
comics are fucking horrible, man. Horrible. This is a Venom, man.
Okay, so how are they horrible, man?
Let me ask you a question. Do you remember any good Superman story?
Yeah, Reign of the Superman. There you go.
Okay, you got one. Give me three.
One? That was four different books, man.
Give me three.
Oh, my Lord.
Three good ones that you can remember. Go, don't Google the shit right now.
I'm not Googling a damn thing. You know? I mean, like, never really. I wasn't
a weak guy anyway. He has a weak-ass rogues gallery. That's it. Darkseid's Justice League, baby. Come on. Who else?
Oh, my God.
He sucks. He's horrible.
Oh, my God. Jace, what the fuck
is horrible. God damn, I want to smack him with a
glove. What is the though? You need to explain your hatred for this character.
Because he is so overrated.
I'm like, remember when Superman turned into a bolt of lightning?
I already heard all this. So I know why Jay hates him.
I remember that.
Everybody said Death of Superman. I know there was a Return of Superman comic, and then I can't name a third one.
Ted, True to Death and Return, that's all the same shit. That's one.
Yeah, I count that as one storyline, too.
I'm not going to separate them.
Wasn't it the one time though Superman was working for Russia when he was Red Sun?
Oh, Red Sun. That shit sucked. Next.
I want to say I remember there being a comic that had different art style for Superman. I remember that one being okay.
You did Kingdom Come?
Maybe.
That's Justice League.
That wasn't Justice League.
That was all of them.
That was all of them. But, I mean, technically it was a Superman story, though.
It was not a
Superman. Technically it was.
God damn it. It was not a Superman story.
He was in every one of the books.
Hold on. I know one.
Batman was in Kingdom Come. What are you talking about?
Batman was only in like two of those comic books.
Hold on. I can probably name one. All right. So we're talking about Death of Superman, Action Comics number one, and All-Star Superman.
I didn't want to name that, man, because I hate Grant Morrison. So. But you say all counts one.
Let me ask you this. How many can you name for Batman, Keith? About 20?
No, I can't name shit for Batman. Fuck
Batman. Of course you can. You don't want to.
There was a time he got locked up for like killing himself. Batman got accused of killing Bruce Wayne, so I remember that one.
Oh.
Of course you would like that shit, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that was pretty dumb.
That was Hush, I think.
No, it wasn't Hush. It was just something stupid.
See, but you know what? Hush was good. Death in the Family.
That was about.
Shall I Go On? The Dark Knight Returns? Shall Under I the Go Red On? Hood.
Under the Red Hood.
Red Hood is like.
Red Hood.
I don't read DC comic books, James, at all. I don't read any of those things.
You know, I don't read them like that either, but I know good shit.
I don't read any of that stuff, man. Like, you just had me tell you what a good DC comic books and stuff like that, man. I don't.
You can't.
Why do you like Superman so much?
I don't like that.
I think he likes Batman. He just likes to fuck with me. That's what it is. He likes to fuck with me.
My like of Superman is from cinema and stuff.
Fucking Superman, man.
I don't understand why he hate the guy so much.
Because he's a bitch.
This is the thing with Superman. As powerful as he is, there should never be a competition with him.
No,
not history even has proven that you can beat Superman. And the one person that always has everybody beat is Batman, because Batman is a thinker.
Thank you.
That's why Batman gets the respect he does. Because technically, at the end of the day, he has no superpower. He literally just told the Flash in the trailer, "What's your superpower? I'm rich." Fuck.
That's
it.
That's why I fuck with Batman. Because you know what? All right, I'm going to break it down to you.
He's not supposed to be able to beat Superman at any level.
Right, but he did. I like the underdog.
Yeah, but when and, did
he
beat him?
Not only did he beat Superman, he bitched him. Let's call it what the fuck it is. He bitched
him. Wait. He beat Superman. When was this, though?
Hold on.
Are you talking about that movie, Batman versus Superman?
No, I'm not talking about that. He whooped his ass. Superman is actually afraid of him because he knows that Batman don't give a fuck about him.
Remember, Batman had a contingency plan for every member of the Justice League should they ever get out of hand.
You know what? Fuck y'all. Say something.
I mean, that's Injustice 2 storyline. Talking about the video game.
Okay. All the man with all the power, he can't do shit. But yet the man that's not to do shit, that no one even supposed to even give a fuck about him because he has
Let me backtrack on this. You don't like Superman because he's not a tyrant or he's not going around.
No, it's not that.
I'm lost now.
Here it is. Superman is an alien. He has superhuman strength. He's bulletproof. Right. He can shoot fire out his eyes. He can breathe cold shit and freeze you. He can leap a building in a single bound. There's no human reason on earth why a human being should be able to defeat him.
Okay.
But yet he continuously gets beat
by regular dudes.
It's literally like Thanos walking into a room and Hawkeye whooping his ass. There's no reason on earth why that should happen.
No. I give you one better. You ready for this? And this has actually happened. Thanos is in the room. You know who comes in the room and whoops his ass? You ready for this shit? Squirrel Girl. I'm done.
Fuck a Squirrel Girl.
Exactly.
Squirrel Girl?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Squirrel Girl. Actually, I know who he is. I'm just fucking with James. All right. So Superman is getting beaten consistently, right?
He should automatically beat. Only people that should actually beat his ass are like aliens and shit.
Other Kryptonians.
Right. Or Martian Manhunter should fuck him up like shit. But he always gets beat by the so-called weakest motherfuckers. His archvillain is fucking Lex Luthor.
Another thinker.
He reminds me of the big ass jock on the football team. That everybody says he's good, but yeah, he can't fucking spell dog. The fuck? Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I think you just way too like this.
No, man. No, I don't. All right? Okay?